From the WFIR Newsroom, this is your Culture Calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Morano. A celebration of African cultures at Countryside Park in Northwest Roanoke this Saturday from 12 to 4 p.m. Local Colors of Western Virginia is partnering with Community Arts Reach for the event, which will feature live music, dance, and storytelling, traditional drumming, and vendors. Admission is free. Lisa Spencer is the executive director of Local Colors.
Come with an appetite, get some good food. There's going to be artists and craft vendors, plus some community partners.
Opera Roanoke will hold its young artist auditions this Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Raleigh Court Presbyterian Church. Next Friday, August 29th through Sunday, August 31st, one weekend only at Showtimers Community Theater, Circle Mirror Transformation, a six-week adult acting class leads to transformation, the healing of old wounds, and opening some new ones. Amanda Johnson portrays Lauren.
The show is condensed by vignettes for time's sake, but we see people's lives kind of unfold as the acting exercises bring things out that even the people in the show weren't expecting to bring out of them.
Circle Mirror Transformation at Showtimers next weekend is specially priced with $10 tickets. It's the last few weeks through December 14th for Opposites Abstract, a Mo Willems exhibit at the Taubman Museum of Art, featuring large-scale artwork and 9 hands-on activity stations. Cindy Peterson is executive director at the Taubman Museum.
He's best known for his number one New York Times best-selling picture books, which include Don't Let the Pigeon Drive the Bus and Knuffle Bunny. There's a lot that people will know. This particular exhibition is based off of his book, Opposites Abstract. And what a perfect one for the Taubman Museum of Art.
In addition to the regular Dog Bowl monthly concerts put on outdoors at Black Dog Salvage, Fat Laces is next up on September 6th. The first ever benefit concert for the Bradley Free Clinic will happen on Sunday, September 7th, featuring Crawford and Power. Janine Underwood is executive director at the clinic, which provides health care and substance abuse counseling for those without insurance.
We're very excited about it, and we are working with Five Points Music at the Dog Bowl and doing a benefit concert. The band is Crawford and Power, which is a Southwest Virginia band.
See the Five Points Music Sanctuary or Bradley Free Clinic websites to purchase tickets. There's an optional barbecue dinner as well before the 6 p.m. Crawford and Power concert. Live music at the Spot on Kirk with Florencia and the Feelings this Thursday, David Lamont with Phil Norman at the Spot on Friday, the family reunion stage play at Jefferson Center this Friday and Saturday evenings, and local author Jim Pomeroy is at the Biblio Pub in downtown Roanoke this Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. to discuss his new book, Alliances and Armor, a nonfiction examination of the Vietnam War. Check for more local events online, and that's your WFIR Culture Calendar.
Hello, I'm Brooke Tolley with Opera Roanoke. Thank you to the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the Culture Calendar. At Opera Roanoke, we bring the magic of live opera to our community, celebrating timeless classics and bold new works. Join us this season for unforgettable performances that will inspire and captivate. Visit operaroanoke.org. Experience the power, the passion, and the artistry of Opera Roanoke.